I'm Belle Ruth Napperstack, and these are some guided exercises designed to help reduce or eliminate panic attacks. The first three exercises build up your relaxation and self-regulation skills. The fourth is a powerful guided imagery exercise designed to help you face and embrace these episodes, if and when they occur. This has the paradoxical effect of reducing their frequency and intensity, and for many, eventually eliminating them altogether. And the fifth exercise is a series of affirmations, which some people find easier to use than guided imagery. Please keep in mind that panic attacks are very common and that thousands of emotionally healthy people have them. They're simply your body's well-meaning but misdirected attempt to keep you safe, with a full-blown survival response that's somehow gone into a self-perpetuating loop. The self-regulation skills on this program interrupt the loop and tame the response, putting mastery and control back into your own hands. You can listen to the entire program each time, or you can pick out the segments that work best for you. The important thing is to listen regularly at first, once or twice a day for several weeks, so that you're conditioning yourself to relax at will, very quickly and automatically. The goal is to have the skill of self-regulation at your fingertips. Or more accurately, you want to have this ability installed on the inside of you, so much so that when you start to feel the first hints of an episode, you'll be able to respond automatically. That's why you want to practice ahead of time when you're feeling okay, to condition yourself, like an athlete, to react quickly and skillfully without having to think about it. You're likely to find that as you use these exercises over time, they'll have a stronger and stronger effect. Should you notice your mind wandering, you can gently guide it back. And because the imagery encourages a dreamy kind of awareness, please don't play this while driving. Every now and then, these exercises may bring forth unexpected emotion. If this is the case with you, see if you can allow the feelings to just come up and move through you, seeing it as a necessary kind of rinsing that's taking place. It won't hurt you to do this, and it may in fact be very good for you. If you position your hands the same way each time you listen, this will become a kind of instant conditioning cue. Later, you'll be able to use this hand placement to move very quickly into a place of deep relaxation and balance. So just give these exercises a try, and then listen repeatedly to those you like best, preferably at the same time and in the same place each day. But really, any time you can do this is a good time. After a few weeks of steady practice, you'll start to feel more and more like they're a part of you. This becomes your own automatic internal toolkit, ready to go to work for you whenever you need it. So for now, see if you can just take this next while to commit yourself to this process of engaging the power of your mind to help you heal, by gently immersing yourself in this safe and easy process. All you have to do is settle in and let yourself listen.